Preacher, that is wonderful. What a message in itself. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Take your Bible, turn to Matthew 27 with me this morning. And what a joy it is to be here. I can say I feel young or younger. And I guess because of the excitement that's in the building, because of the joy that I sense, and even in your pastor's voice. One thing I did not teach him or have to worry about was his voice. He can yell just like the rest of them, but he can sing too, amen? He is good at that. Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. Would you stand with me one more time, stretch your legs.
Amen.
And really out of honor of reading the Word of God together and honoring God. Matthew chapter 27. I want to begin reading in verse number 29. We will read a lot. If you're not able to stand, then you can certainly be seated. I don't want anybody hurt. Matthew 27, verse number 29. And when they had planted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head.
Yeah.
A reed in his right hand. They bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit on him, took the reed, and smote him on the head. And after that, they mocked him. They took the robe off of him, put his own raiment on him, and led him away to crucify him. As they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were coming to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. When he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him, parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, I can't even imagine this, folks.
Yeah.
Sitting down, they just watched him die.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, preaching.
They just watched him. They watched everything going on. Now watch, don't miss this. And set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Jesus, King of the Jews." Isn't it amazing that they wrote down exactly who he didn't have to tell him he was?
Amen.
Verse 38, then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand, another on the left. Oh, stay with me now. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, as to say, "Who in the world is this man?
Yeah.
Who does he think he is?" And watch now. Please stay with me. And saying, "Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross."
Yeah.
We find similar passage in Matthew chapter 4 when the devil tried to get him to come down too. Verse 41, likewise also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him." Oh, that's a bunch of hogwash right there.
Yes, sir.
But look up here. You better be glad he didn't come down.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because none of us would be able to be saved. Some of us wouldn't even be here today.
That's right.
Unbelievable. He trusts in God, let him deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, "I am the Son of God." Verse 44, "These also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over the land under the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" I'll tell you why. For you.
Yes, sir.
For you. Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, "This man calleth for Elias," or Elijah. Straightway, one of them ran, took a sponge, filled it with vinegar, put it on a reed, and gave him to drink. The rest said, "Let be. Let us see whether Elias will come to save him." Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. Behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. The earth did quake. The rocks rent. The graves were opened. Watch this. And many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose. And they came up out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city. I've often said this. You'll just have to bear with me this morning. Kind of hard to get through this account. But these folks that were children of God, these folks that had believed in God and here were in the grave. And the Bible said that when he, listen, when he was crucified, read it for yourself, they come up out of the grave. Yep. Now listen, they didn't leave the grave till after the resurrection.
That's right.
Are y'all with me?
Yep.
But the Bible said they went down into a city and appeared. Can you imagine Uncle Charlie coming home? Been dead for a few years and he comes to your door. Hey, honey, I'm home. Hey, look up here. We laugh at that right now, but there is so much joy in that statement, knowing that when we leave here, we're going to be like them. We're going to be risen and gone from here. Many women were there, verse 55. Beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children. When the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate, begged the body of Jesus. Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. When Joseph had taken the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting against the sepulchre. Father in heaven, help me today. Help me, Lord, to present your Son, Jesus Christ, the answer to every man, woman, boy, and girl's eternity. God, please do something special today. We rebuke thee, Satan. Get out of here. We plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over this service. May miracles happen today. We pray and ask it all in Jesus' name. For his sake only we do pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. We have an account that many don't read anymore. We ought to read about the account of the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Not leaving out the resurrection, no doubt, and the ascension to the right hand of God the Father. So many hundreds of thousands of messages have been preached on the cross that Jesus hung on. Yep. The cross that he died on for the sins of this world. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Amen.
That whosoever believed them should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16, we learned that at an early age, if you will. Or soon after we have been born again, if we're older. Today we have Christian symbols that are worn to display the cross around their neck, rings that are made out of it, brooches and things of that nature. I'm not totally against that, but I wish we'd wear it in our heart.
Yep.
Amen. Yeah, come on.
I wish we'd wear it on our face, wear it in our hearts, wear it on our face, wear it before others that are out there. Seems to be the only flag we fly anymore. When it ought to be a flag flown in and through our life as people watch us as we live the Christian life, we who are saved.
Yeah.
So many times in churches today, the cross is not even spoken of.
Right.
Not displayed. I'm thinking of a church now in Houston that the daddy who pastored that church, not even our faith preacher, but the pastor that his daddy pastored that church, had one of the largest crosses in the auditorium, right behind the pulpit, close to the baptistry area, and in many areas. It's gone now.
Yeah.
It's replaced with a rotating globe of the world. Hey, this is not a one, listen to me, they're trying to get one world religion today.
Yes.
That's Satan's work.
Yep. That's right.
I'm going to go to the cross every time.
Amen.
That's the only thing that's going to get you saved, the only thing that's going to help you, the only thing that's going to keep you.
Yes, sir.
But today, at least this morning, you'll find plenty to do with the cross, and I want to share it with you, and I hope you'll listen on purpose. I've entitled the message, In the Shadow of the Cross.
Amen.
In the shadow of the cross, we find several people, several truths, if you will. And I want you to see them on purpose. Number one, in the shadow of the cross, hear me this morning, his first night on earth was in the shadow of the cross. Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
I've been to Bethlehem. I've been to the empty tomb. I've been to Golgotha, the hill, the skull. It isn't that far from any one place to get to the places that we read about here in this chapter. But there I looked upon that hill called Golgotha. I looked upon that hill that is called the skull because it's shaped like a skull, like death, if you will. But Jesus was born in the shadow of that cross, there in that nativity, there in that that feeding trough, if you will. Born into this world, come into this world to save sinners like you and I.
Amen.
Mary didn't understand it, his mother. His daddy didn't understand it all at first. So many others didn't understand it. The lost people didn't understand it, no doubt. But in the shadow of the cross was his first night ever on the earth in Bethlehem. Yep. We call it the Nativity. We call it the birth of Christ. I want you to go with me to Luke chapter 2 real quickly here. Luke chapter 2. And it's a better storytelling, if you will, here. Truth, no doubt, but tells more of the story. It's good to read. Luke chapter 2. I want you to look down at verse number 10. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of a great joy, which shall be to all people." That includes you this morning.
Amen.
"For unto you is born this day in the city of David," that's Bethlehem, "a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, listen to it now, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." Drop down to verse number 25. "Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just, and y'all have to forgive me, I had surgery on my eye and it goes in and out once in a while, "and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Amen. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child," listen to it now, "when the child Jesus, to do after the custom of the law," don't have time to get into that right now, "then took he him up in his arm." Can you imagine? This man had been waiting for the consolation of Israel.
Yep.
He'd been waiting on God to respond as God had promised, and God always keeps his promises.
Amen.
His promises are yea, and they are amen.
Yep.
When God makes a promise, he never goes back.
Amen.
Amen. It's always exactly what he said. And so Simeon there, a man of great, a just man, gets to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ in the shadow of the cross.
Yep.
He's there below that hill called Golgotha, and he's holding that little child up so everybody else in the crowd could see, and so that he was so at peace about that matter in his life. Then we find later a lady by the name of Anna. Look down at verse 36. "And there was Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher, was of a great age, had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. She was a widow. She died. She went on and lived in the temple," if you will. "She was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord. And listen, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem." She knew he was the one who was to come.
Yep.
She knew he was the one to bring redemption to all Israel and to all of us.
Amen.
Who are not Jew, if you will.
Yes.
All of us who are Gentile get to taste of the goodness of God and the grace of God in our life.
Amen.
So there, this hour, first of all, in the shadow of the cross, there lay the Lord Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. God in the flesh lay there in that little outdoors, if you will, around all those animals in that little bitty, you get it. You're going to help me preach out there, amen. But he was born the perfect Son of God to die for sinners in this world.
Amen.
He went from a manger to a little mountain just above him.
Yep.
Little mountaintop, Golgotha, the place of the skull, better known as Mount Calvary.
Yes,
we sing about it often. He went from a feeding trough, listen to me, called a crib, to the cross, where he laid down his life for you and I. So in the shadow of the cross, his first night was spent in the shadow of the cross, as he was born in Bethlehem. Secondly, this morning, in the shadow of the cross were his friends. In the shadow of the cross were his friends, obedient people, if you will. He said, "You are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you." John was at the foot of Calvary when he was crucified. Mary, his mother, was at the foot of Calvary when he was crucified. Others were at the foot of Calvary. Friends were at the foot of Calvary. And by the way, are you a friend of his today?
Amen.
The only way to be a friend of the Lord Jesus Christ is to believe on him, is to receive him. Amen. Repent. He is willing to take away every sin you ever committed. Preacher, you don't know how bad I am. You haven't got time to listen to my testimony. But I won't tell you, I'm just as bad as any of them. I served the devil with everything I had before I got born again. And I'm telling you right now, when I got born again, I got it. Amen? When I got born again, my life changed. My heart began to think differently. My mind thought differently. I walked in a different way. I gave up the liquor. I gave up the beer. I gave up the cigarette. I did everything because the Bible said, old things passed away. Behold, all things are become new. But in the shadow of the cross, his friends were gathered there that day. Thank God they're still friends, true friends, if you will. But where could you be found this morning? Would you be found at the foot of Calvary as a friend? Would you be found there glorifying God on high for what he had promised and what he had delivered? The Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes, sir.
Are you one of those that he could call a friend? By the way, if you're saved, you are.
Amen.
Millions have refused to accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior. And they're either in hell today as I speak or waiting for death, the death angel for that matter, to come and take them home. I buried everything from stillborn children, two of those. That's too many for me.
Yeah.
Stillborn children handed to me there in the birthing room. And for me to pray with that young couple and to promise them that God had a place for those babies in heaven. It's promised to them in the Old Testament. I don't have time to go there. But they had a place. I wanted them to know there was hope for that little baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But also at the same time, told them the only hope you got is in the same Savior that gives hope to that little child. And you have to be born again.
That's right.
If you're here this morning and you don't know Christ as your Savior, believe me, I know you've heard all kinds of messages. People have yelled at you in preaching services. And I'll get there. If I haven't already, I'll get there. But now listen to me. You're not going to heaven without Jesus.
Amen.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You can't get there by some religious outfit. You can't get there by baptism. You can't get there by money. Amen. You can't even get a good college education by cheating. Amen. If you ain't been watching news, you don't have any idea what I'm talking about. You can't cheat your way into heaven, preacher. The only way you get in there is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, he made it so easy. I think that's the reason we miss it. It's just too easy. Well, fine. When you die and go to hell, you'll be saying, I wish I could have done what was so easy. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Let me ask you a question. Are you a crossless Christian this morning? You've been saved, but you're not serving him the right way? You're not totally surrendered to him? You're not obedient to him? Maybe you're here this morning, don't have a local church to belong to. Get into a local church.
Amen.
If you're a child of God, get into a local church. Get involved. Quit finding all the fault. Find the good things.
Yeah.
Work and labor. Amen.
Amen.
Look at Matthew chapter 10 quickly. Book of Matthew chapter 10. Don't worry about the food. There is a microwave that we can heat it up with. Amen. I'll try not to be long. Matthew chapter 10. Look at verse 32. Look at this. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. That's pretty clear.
Yes,
but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. This is what Jesus says here. Think not that I've come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace but a sword. And look up here. This is the sword he's talking about.
That's right.
The word of God. It's called that in Timothy.
Amen.
Watch this. For I've come to set a man at variance against his father, daughter against her mother, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. In other words, Clarence Thibodeau, I've told this preacher before, but I've got to tell it again. Clarence Thibodeau was a student when I was in Bible college. He was a student set really close to me. He was from Louisiana, Thibodeau, outside of New Orleans. He got born again.
Amen.
When he got born again, his family just couldn't stand it because they were all Catholic. But when he surrendered to be a fundamental Baptist preacher,
Amen.
They disowned him.
Right.
They held a wake. They considered him dead to the family. Are y'all listening to me? But alive unto God. Amen.
Amen.
He took a stand for Jesus Christ. And God looking for people to take a stand today. Hear me now. Hear me. We got too many crossless Christians today. Too many crossless Christians. Thank God that God looked down one day and said, Carl Ogden, I need you.
Yeah.
Amen.
I desire you.
Amen.
You know, years ago, back in the post office, there'd be a sign up, and there'd be Uncle Sam with that long white beard and that hat with all the stars on, says, I what?
I want
you.
Yeah.
And in Dallas, they got me.
Amen.
Amen. But hang on. God says, I want you.
Amen.
I want to tell you how big that is. I'm sorry, but the Holy Ghost is getting involved in this thing again. Take your Bible to Hebrews. Hurry, hurry. Now, if y'all don't hurry, we're going to eat late, okay? Hebrews chapter 12. I'll get there. I didn't mark it, so you got to give me a minute. And I know it's going to take you a minute. Hebrews chapter 12.
Amen.
All right. This is really, really dynamite here. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Everybody there say amen.
Amen.
If you're not, listen on purpose. Looking unto Jesus, Hebrews 12, 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Who for the, what's the next word?
Joy
that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Can you imagine the Lord Jesus thinking of the cross as being a joy? No, he didn't. Go to the Garden of Gethsemane, yes, and he sweat great drops of blood. He was in grief there. If there's another way, Lord, find it for me real quick. If not, I'm going to do what you tell me to do.
Right, amen.
And he did.
Amen.
And he did. You know, and I know this is simple, and you let my own simples do this, all right? He's talking about you and you.
That's right.
His joy was you. His joy was you when you got born again. If you're not, hey, listen, he's looking for you to become his joy. He died for you. He died in your place so you never have to worry about death. You don't have to worry about hell. You can worry about going to heaven. That's not worry. That's looking forward to it. Amen. And that's what he wants today, in the shadow of the cross for his friends. But can I say, in the shadow of the cross were his foes.
Yes, sir.
And those who crucified him.
Amen.
Those who tortured him. Wake up. Those who spit in his face. Those who denied him. Those who rejected him. Those who put the nails in his feet.
Yeah. Come on.
Those who put the nails in his hands. Those who took the one who took the spear and run it up in his side into his heart's cavity. Can I tell you this? If you're one of these, if you're still unsaved, millions have refused, listen to me, to accept him as Savior and are either in hell right now or they're on their way. What about you? What about you? Are you a friend or are you a foe? You know the Lord wants you to be a friend. John chapter 16. Sorry if the Holy Spirit got involved again.
Come on, preach it.
John 15. Oh, this is good stuff. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
John chapter 15. Look down, if you will, to verse number 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Yeah.
Listen to it. You are my friends. We gave this earlier. If you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things I have heard of my Father I have made known. And don't miss verse 16. This is not Calvinism. This is the foreknowledge of God. He knows who's going to get saved.
Yeah.
You have not chosen me, verse 16, but I've chosen you.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't know about it. It gets all over me.
Amen.
That he would choose somebody as wretched as I was.
Amen.
I've chosen me. I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. By the way, when you get saved, that's your responsibility.
That's right.
Bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Boy, what a powerful, powerful portion of Scripture that is. You know, he's seeking for you this morning.
Yep.
He's looking. By the way, that old devil, he's walking up and down. He said, don't you listen to a word that preacher's got to say to you. Don't listen to him. I got better things for you. This world's got a lot to offer you. Yeah, it's got a lot. Listen to news, see if it's got a lot. Bickering, backbiting, lying, cheating.
Come on.
Amen. Now, I know there's some among Christians, or so-called, but it ought not be. But when you got the Holy Ghost of God in you, got God the Father in you, God the Holy Spirit in you, you got a way to overcome that kind of life.
Amen.
But until you get saved, you don't.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know what? Coming from where I come from, I'm not against anybody in here. I know what the old life's like. I know exactly what it's like. I know what it's like not to have a mom and daddy in your life for a long time. I know what it's like with all those. I know all that. That's all my past.
I'm
just trying to bring you up. Because now I got a life. So, well, will God call me to preach? I don't know. I do know this. God will be your father.
Amen.
He'll be your mother.
Right,
he'll be your friend, not your foe.
Amen.
So I ain't got time for religion. You will one minute second.
Yes, sir.
After you show up in heaven.
That's right.
Lord, is there any other way? Can I get out now? No.
That's right.
Read it on your own. Luke chapter 16. Later on home, you'll find out there's no way out of hell. By the way, no way out of heaven either.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Kind of like that one. Because I know me. If I get up in heaven and I get a temper or something, you know. He said there's no temper in heaven. I hope not. Amen. You ever rode around on the streets of Texas and you ever notice how many idiots are out there? Huh? It's not you, of course. But everybody else. My wife says, honey. I said, what if that's one of your future members? Well, they need to learn how to drive. Amen. His first night on earth. In the shadow of the cross.
Yep.
Below that cross, in the shadow of that cross, were his friends. But so were his foes. And can I say this? In the shadow of the cross, not only was, but is his Father.
Amen.
The one who sent him to you, to us. The one who sent him to the cross for us, in our place. The Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Amen.
The one to whom Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? As he hung on that cross, suffering as he was suffering.
Yes.
And he looked up and said, my God,
yes.
Why hast thou forsaken me? You say, did he not know? He did. But I don't know about you, but if I'm that kind of pain, I might ask a second question about it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Kind of like in the garden, if there be another cup, another way. But what did he do? He obeyed in the garden. He obeyed on the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
He obeyed on the cross.
Amen.
And by the way, for all of you that are listening, this may be the very last time.
That's right.
You're within the shadow of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Lord don't have to save you. But he will if you'll come to him.
Amen. That's right.
Do you realize the Lord can allow the devil to follow you around the rest of your life if that's what you choose? Well, I just don't believe all that. You will. You will. How many times have I looked through the bars of a jail cell?
Yep, me too.
As a pastor for 30 years.
Yep.
How many times have I dealt with people in horrible sins over the last 30 years? But none of those more horrible than the fact that they're going to hell or they died and went to hell.
Uh-huh.
I remember doing the services of a 21-year-old who was killed in a drive-by shooting. And tough service. He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time in the Dallas area. I talked to his parents. All they wanted was a graveside. And here's why. I said, well, what church were y'all a part of? Never been a part of a church. What church did you take? She had other kids. He had other kids. What church did the kids go to Sunday school in? Children's church. Never taken our kids to Sunday school. Are y'all listening to me? And there's dozens and dozens and dozens of cases like that. And I'm not telling that because I'm trying to be mean to the parent. I'm just saying, listen to me. If a mom and daddy won't take their kids to church like you have today, what do you expect out of them?
Amen.
And yet a loving God,
Amen.
Sent his only begotten Son, which was himself. The blood that flowed from Emmanuel's veins.
Yes.
Emmanuel, Matthew chapter 1, Emmanuel, meaning God with us.
Amen.
So there on that cross, God himself hung in the body of the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ and died in your place.
Amen.
In the shadow of the cross was the Father. Hey, I tell you that because I want to tell you this. As soon as he died, he was buried. But the Father was already there in the grave. As soon as he went to that grave, buried in that tomb there, the rock was rolled over and sealed. You know the story. They come to find him. He was already gone. God the Father had already taken him home.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Already taken him home. You say, well, what about the ascension? Well, he let him stay around a little while and then ascend to the right hand of God the Father, but he took him out of that old death chamber. Amen. That's what he offers to you and I.
Amen.
Which leads me to this, and I'm done. In the shadow of the cross this morning, in the shadow of the cross and death is our future.
Yep.
Not just friends, not just foes. But the last one here is our future.
Yeah.
I want you to take your Bible and go with me to John chapter 11 quickly. We're done. We're done. John chapter 11, though. Let's look at it together. John chapter 11. We've got one more after that and we'll be done. John chapter 11. Please, please stay with me. John chapter 11, verse number 25. This is when Martha and Mary were praying for their brother Lazarus. You remember that? He'd already died, been in the grave for several days. And we get to the point here in verse 25. Jesus said unto her, unto Martha, he said, here's what he said. Don't miss it. I am the resurrection and the life.
Amen.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
That's right.
Believest thou this? Do you believe this? That's the question. Do you believe this this morning?
Yes, sir.
Then take your Bible, go to 1 Thessalonians quickly. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. 1 Thessalonians. In the darkness and the shadow of the cross was the crib that night. That crib went to a cross, and then came our hope. Then came our salvation. Then came our future. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant. That means without knowledge, unlearned. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you saw not, even as others which have no hope. Those who have no hope have never met Jesus, have never been saved, never been born again. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, we believe Jesus died and rose again.
Amen.
Even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Amen.
Then we which are alive and remain. Hey, if a trumpet sounded right now. The dead in Christ are going to come up out of their graves first.
Yeah.
Somebody, an old preacher used to say the reason they come up out of the grave first, you got 6 feet farther to come than we do. I don't know about that, but they're coming up out of the first. Hang on now. Watch it now. This is even good. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them.
Amen.
In the cloud.
Amen.
Meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And I like the way that Paul finishes this chapter out in verse 18.
Amen.
Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Yes.
There ain't any greater comfort. I got some comfort. I got some insurance. I'm comforted with that insurance. Well, neighbor's tree fell in my yard last night. And big winds and everything. And wouldn't you know, it'd be anyhow.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm being nice here. But they fell in my yard. All right? But I got insurance. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so I'm old. I got Medicaid, Medicare now. Miss Audie's already got hers, and she don't turn 65 till Tuesday. Those are good things.
Amen.
It ain't going to help you when you die.
Yeah, that's right.
You want some insurance? You want some security?
Come on, brother. Come on.
Amen.
Trust Jesus.
Amen.
Trust Jesus. He'll change your life.
Amen.
He'll give you a reason for living every day, even when the times are troubled.
Yes,
even as we said in Sunday school, when there's obstacles.
Yes.
Father in heaven, we love you.
Thank you.